When the ferry pulled back out, Carver was on it. After a choppy ride, he arrived at Ellis Island and the four-spired Federal Immigration Station. A half mile beyond, a giant blue-green arm and a head poked above the water. The Statue of Liberty. The mass of humanity would have been overwhelming if the space weren't so vast. Officials were scattered throughout, shouting the same commands over and over about which lines to stand in. Behind one counter, three uniformed men struggled to answer questions. After a long wait, Carver was at last waved by a perpetually upset, stocky man. When Carver explained why he was there, the man pointed towards the far end of the hall.
"You'll want the stairs of separation."
Seeing his perplexed expression, the official pointed.
"Stairs of separation. Center staircase means you're approved to stay. Right or left means you're being detained. Take the right. At the first landing, there's a door to the basement. Don't be shy about pushing. No one in that line's in much of a hurry."
As Carver made his way, the space, if possible, grew thicker with people. He angled right, earning glares as he moved ahead of the waiting. Most said nothing, but halfway down the steps, a stout man, dark stubble covering his head, grabbed his arm. When the man opened his mouth as if to speak, Carver hoped he spoke English so Carver could explain. Instead, Carver held his breath and furiously pulled himself free. Frightened, Carver moved quickly down the stairs where he found the basement door. He made his way down into a clean but desolate hallway, his heart beating fast. The first door was a thick metal affair, the faint smell of charcoal wafting from a crack at the bottom. The knob was stuck. The mess at Hawking's was nothing compared to what greeted his eyes. The room was so cluttered he couldn't tell how big it was. It was lined with shelves and tables, piles of paper on each, all burnt to one extent or another, the source of the smell. But the piles weren't the strangest thing. That would be the strings. Countless multicolored, frayed and rotting, they led from the stacks towards an odd mound in a dark corner. Together, they resembled a filthy rainbow spiderweb. The mound moved, making the strings wobble. Instinctively, Carver reached for the baton, wondering how he would respond if he was forced to use it. It was a man, unshaven like Hawking. His clothes so unclean, they were a uniform gray. He had no glasses, but his eyes were wide, as if he had trouble focusing.
"What?
Are you Counter?"
The man's face scrunched, turning the lines on it into a second web.
"How old are you?"
14. I was sent by..."
"Birthday, height, weight?"
"Sorry?"
"They're numbers, aren't they? You have to keep count or everything..."
He swept his arm, strings fluttering as he moved.
"Everything gets lost."
"All right."
Carver rattled off his height, weight, and birthday. But more questions came. Shoe size, how many teeth? Carver did his best until eventually the man was satisfied enough for him to explain why he was there and who sent him.
"Hawking, number one in my book. What year is this record?"
1889.
"New immigrant."
The man's long fingers crawled along the strings. He hooked some on bent fingers and let others drop.
"New?"
"Before 1870, most immigrants were Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, except the Irish, same as the people already here. After that, folks started coming from Eastern and Southern Europe, Catholics, Russian Jews, Asians, different ideas, new immigrants."
"How many people do you think came here in 1889?
333,207.
Carver's shoulders slumped at the huge number.
"Sounds big, don't it? That number's a lion. Let's see if we can tame him. Country of origin?"
"England. London."
60,552. Not so big. Just a bobcat. Month?"
November.
That was the date on the letter. He remembered.
5,046. A pussycat. man or a woman?
Man.
3,279. Traveling alone or with family?
Carver doubted his father had a family.
Alone.
Good. That's rare. 522. Just a kitten now. Skilled or unskilled?
The letter mentioned knives. He could be a butcher. He had a boss, too, so he definitely had a job.
Skilled.
316. Did he have money with him? Do you know his age?
Counter tugged gently at the line as if teasing a fish with bait.
That's all. That's all I know.
The man nodded towards the six strings in his hand.
Follow the strings.
Excited, he overcame his repulsion and took the strings. The threads were hard to follow, but whenever Carver lost track, the counter gave each one a little tug to show him the way. The strings led to a small pile of ship manifests, some too brittle to move, others too blackened to read. Carver stared uneasily at the pile.
How many records from that year survived?
108. Puts your chances at about 1 in 3.
Gingerly, Carver sifted through. He easily skipped any lighter writing or the X's of the illiterate, searching for his father's distinct, heavy scrawl. He must have been there an hour and was about to give up when one rough signature made his heart leap in his throat. The writing was unmistakable. On a charred sheet, half burned away, the ink practically glowing, was his father's signature, his father's name.
J. Cusack.
It didn't sound English. Was it Irish? J. Cusack. How hard would it be to find him now?
Got what you need?
Yes, thank you.
Good luck to you, then. My best to Mr. Hawking. Without him, I'd still be in that asylum. And kid, whatever you're doing, make sure it counts.